This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in Al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Program with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are currently going through the text Durusun fil Qira'ati, and inshallah in this lesson we move on to exercise number 5 bi'iznillahi ta'ala, dealing with the fifth pillar of al-Islam, and that is al-Hajju. Walhamdulillah. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, there is a hiwar. Hiwar is a dialogue between Muhammad and his father, Muhammadun, and Al-Abu, Al-Abu, the father. Let's read. Muhammad says, لِمَا يَلْبَسُ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. So Muhammad sees something. He sees somebody wearing some strange clothing to him. It's strange. And so he asks his father, لِمَا يَلْبَسُ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. Why this man is wearing هَذِهِ الْمَلَابِسَ, this clothes, al-bayda'a, this white clothing, ya abi, oh my father. Again, lima, why, limada, lima yalbasu hada rajulu hadhihi al-malabisa al-bayda'a, what clothing, al-bayda'a, white clothes, jayid. Ya Abi, O my father. Malabis is a plural, and so the word attached to it, al-bayda'a, white clothing, Ya Abi, O my father. The al-abu, the father says, hadha rajulu, this man. Hadha rajulun means, this is a man. Whereas, hadha rajulu, this man, ذَاهِبٌ لِلْحَجِّ, he is going for Hajj. This is ism fa'il. We have sajada, he prostrated. The one who does it is called the sajidun, excellent. كَتَبَ, he wrote. كَاتِبٌ, the person who writes. And so ذَهَبَ, he went. The person who is going is called ذَاهِبٌ, he is going. هَذَا الرَّجُلُ ذَاهِبٌ, this man is going. لِلْحَجِّ, he is going for Hajj. He is going to Hajj. وَهَذِهِ مَلَابِسُ الْإِحْرَامِ, and this is the garment, the clothing of Ihram. Again, هَذَا الرَّجُلُ ذَاهِبٌ لِلْحَجِّ وَهَذِهِ مَلَابِسُ الْإِحْرَامِ, and this is the garment of Ihram. هَذَا شَهْرُ, this is the month. هَذَا شَهْرُ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ, this is the month of ذِي الْحِجَّةِ, the month of Hajj, the month of ذِي الْحِجَّةِ, excellent. هَذَا شَهْرُ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ, ذِي الْحِجَّةِ, excellent. Then Muhammad asks, هَلْ أَجْرُ الْحَجِّ عَظِيمٌ, the reward of Hajj, is it great? هَلْ أَجْرُ الْحَجِّ عَظِيمٌ, هَلْ أَجْرُ, أَجْرُ, reward. هَلْ أَجْرُ الْحَجِّ عَظِيمٌ, is the reward of Hajj great? نَعَمْ يَا بُنَيَّ, yes, oh my beloved son, يَا بُنَيَّ. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated, حج المبرور, الحج المبرور, the accepted Hajj, ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة, it has no reward, no recompense except paradise. The accepted Hajj, your reward will be what? Will be nothing but paradise. والحمد لله. Then Muhammad asks, مَا أَرْكَانُ الْحَجِّ يَا أَبِي, مَا أَرْكَانُ الْحَجِّ يَا أَبِي, مَا أَرْكَانُ الْحَجِّ يَا أَبِي, what are the pillars of Hajj? His father says, لِلْحَجِّ أَرْبَعَةُ أَرْكَانٍ, لِلْحَجِّ أَرْبَعَةُ أَرْكَانٍ, Hajj has four pillars. Here they are, Al-ihramu, being in the state of ihram. Remember, it's not just the mere garment, etc., two pieces of cloth. No, no, no. Rather, you are in the state of ihram. Number two, wal-wukufu bi'arafa. Wal-wukufu bi'arafa. And to be there at the place of Arafa. وَطَوَافُ الْإِفَاضَةِ Then the tawaf of ifada, the tawaf of hajj, the main tawaf of hajj. وَالسَّعْيُ بَيْنَ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَةِ And doing the sa'i between Safa and Marwa. These are the four pillars of hajj. Again, الْإِحْرَامُ وَالْوُقُوفُ بِعَرَفَ وطواف الإفاضة والسعي بين الصفا والمروة. صفا, the mountain of صفا, and مروة, the mountain of مروة. Then Muhammad says, أتمنى أن أحج. أتمنى أن أحج. I wish to make Hajj. العام القادمة. Next year. The following year. يا أبتي. يا أبتي. Oh, my beloved father. Father says, إن شاء الله يا محمد. إن شاء الله يا محمد. Excellent. إن شاء الله. Oh, محمد. يا محمد. Not يا محمد. Incorrect. Ya Muhammadu, not Ya Muhammadun, because we have the Ya, and so we drop one of the Dhammas. Excellent. Alhamdulillah. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, that was the Hiwar, the dialogue between the father and the son. Let's move on to the exercises, insha'Allah, at Tadribat. Ajib anil as'ila al-atiya ijabatan kamilatan. Answer the following questions with a complete full answer. Let's see. ماذا يلبس الحاج؟ ماذا يلبس الحاج؟ What does the haji wear? The person performing the hajj. ماذا يلبس الحاج؟ ماذا يلبس الحاج؟ جواب يلبس الحاج ملابس الإحرام. يلبس الحاج ملابس الإحرام. يلبس الحاج ملابس الإحرام. He wears the garment of إحرام. Number two. ما أركان الحج؟ ما أركان الحج؟ ما أركان الحج؟ جواب هي الإحرام والوقوف بعرفة وطواف الإفاضة والسعي بين الصفا والمروة. Excellent. These are the pillars of Hajj. Number three. ما أجر الحج المبرور؟ ما أجر الحج المبرور؟ What's the reward of an accepted Hajj? A Hajj which is مبرور. جواب قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. The accepted Hajj has no reward except paradise. Number four. ماذا يتمنى محمد؟ What did Muhammad wish for? What's he wishing for? جواب يتمنى محمد أن يحج. أن يحج العام القادم. يتمنى محمد أن يحج العام القادم. Muhammad wishes to make Hajj the following year. Again, ماذا يتمنى محمد؟ يتمنى محمد أن يحج العام القادم. جميل. Number five. هل تحج هذه السنة؟ Are you performing Hajj this sana? Let's be positive. Let's say, inshallah, inshallah, سأحج هذه السنة. سأحج هذه السنة. Inshallah, I will perform Hajj this year again. هل تحج هذه السنة؟ نعم. سأحج هذه السنة. Inshallah, inshallah. جميل. Exercise number two. مثال, the example. محمد ذهب للحج. محمد ذهب للحج. محمد went for حج. محمد ذهب للحج. Change it to محمد ذاهب للحج. محمد is going for حج. محمد ذاهب للحج. ذاهب اسم فاعل. Now let's change the following sentences. حسن جلس على الكرسي. حسن جلس على الكرسي. Then we will change it to حسن جالس على الكرسي. حسن جالس على الكرسي. حسن جالس على الكرسي. حسن is seated on the chair. Number two, الطالب خرج من الفصل. الطالب خرج من الفصل. Change it. الطالب خارج. خارج من الفصل. الطالب خارج من الفصل. The student is exiting the classroom. Number three, أنس نام في الغرفة. أنس نام في الغرفة. Change it. أنس نائم في الغرفة. أنس نائم في الغرفة. أنس نائم في الغرفة. أنس is sleeping in the classroom. Number four. خالد نزل في الفندق. خالد نزل في الفندق. خالد has arrived at the hotel. خالد نزل في الفندق. Or he is staying there at the hotel. Change it. خالد نازل. نازل في الفندق. خالد نازل في الفندق. Excellent. Number five. حامد رجع من مكة. حامد رجع من مكة. حامد has returned from مكة. Change it. حامد راجع. حامد is returning. راجع من مكة. راجع من مكة. Excellent. Exercise number three. The example is الحجاج يلبسون ملابس الإحرام. الحجاج يلبسون ملابس الإحرام. The حجاج are wearing the garment of إحرام. Change it. على الحجاج. It's upon the حجاج. It's incumbent upon the حجاج. على الحجاج أن يلبسوا. أن يلبسوا. أن يلبسوا. It's incumbent upon the حجاج to wear ملابس الإحرام. أن يلبسوا ملابس الإحرام. أن يلبسوا ملابس الإحرام. Excellent. So the first one states the حجاج are wearing the إحرام garment. Second one, it is incumbent, it is upon the حجاج to wear the garment of إحرام. يلا let's see. الطلاب يكتبون الواجبات. الطلاب يكتبون الواجبات. The students are writing down the homework. Change it. على الطلاب. It is upon the students. على الطلاب أن يكتبوا الواجبات. أن يكتبوا الواجبات. على الطلاب أن يكتبوا الواجبات. على الطلاب أن يكتبوا الواجبات. على الطلاب أن يكتبوا الواجبات. Number two. الحجاج يطوفون بالكعبة. The حجاج making طواف around the كعبة. الحجاج يطوفون بالكعبة. الحجاج يطوفون بالكعبة. على الحجاج. It is upon the حجاج أن يطوفوا بالكعبة. أن يطوفوا بالكعبة. على الحجاج أن يطوفوا بالكعبة. على الحجاج أن يطوفوا بالكعبة. Excellent. Number three. الطلاب يحضرون الدرس. The students are attending the lesson. الطلاب يحضرون الدرس. Change it. على الطلاب. It's upon the students أن يحضروا الدرس. على الطلاب أن يحضروا الدرس. على الطلاب أن يحضروا الدرس. على الطلاب أن يحضروا الدرس. Number four. الطلاب يتركون كتبهم. The students leave their books. الطلاب يتركون كتبهم خارج قاعة الامتحان. The students leave their books outside the examination room, the examination hall. Let's change it. على الطلاب أن يتركوا. أن يتركوا كتبهم. على الطلاب أن يتركوا كتبهم خارج قاعة الامتحان. Excellent. على الطلاب أن يتركوا كتبهم خارج خارج قاعة الامتحان. It's upon the students to leave their books outside of the examination hall. المسافرون يذهبون إلى المطار مبكرين. المسافرون يذهبون إلى المطار مبكرين. The travelers go to the airport early. على المسافرين. It is incumbent. It is upon the مسافرين. على المسافرين أن يذهبوا إلى المطار مبكرين. على المسافرين. على المسافرين أن يذهبوا إلى المطار مبكرين. Excellent. Exercise number four. والحمد لله. كون جملا مستعينا من كلمات كما في المثال. Use the words in the brackets to make up a sentence. يلا let's see. أنا أحج هذه السنة. أتمنى. I wish. أتمنى أن أحج هذه السنة. أتمنى أن أحج هذه السنة. I wish to perform Hajj this year. Now let's change the following sentences. أتمنى أن أنجح في الامتحان. أتمنى I wish أن أنجح to pass في الامتحان, to pass in the examination. Again, أتمنى أن أنجح في الامتحان. Number two, أتمنى أن أذهب إلى الرياض. I wish to go to Riyadh. أتمنى أن أذهب إلى الرياض. أتمنى أن أفعل الخير. أتمنى أن أفعل الخير. I wish to do good. أتمنى أن أفعل الخير. أتمنى أن أفعل الخير. جيد. Number four. أتمنى أن أزور صديقي. أتمنى أن أزور صديقي. أتمنى أن أزور صديقي. I wish to visit my friend. أتمنى أن ألعب كرة القدم. I wish to play football. أتمنى أن ألعب كرة القدم. أتمنى أن ألعب كرة القدم. أتمنى أن ألعب كرة القدم. I wish to play football. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. With that we've completed exercise 5.1. We move on to the long passage in 5.2 inshallah. And also dealing with the days of Hajj. عيد الأضحى المبارك. عيد الأضحى المبارك. That the عيد of أضحى. أضحى the عيد. And when we are slaughtering and sacrificing. جيد. يلا. يجيء عيد الفطر المبارك. يجيء عيد الفطر المبارك. That comes the عيد of فطر المبارك. بعد عبادة عظيمة. عيد الفطر comes after a great عبادة, after a great worship. وهي صوم شهر رمضان المبارك, which is the fasting of the month of Ramadan. ويأتي عيد الأضحى المبارك. And عيد الأضحى المبارك, it comes بعد عبادة عظيمة. It also comes after a great act of worship. وهي الحج, after حج. وفيه فدى الله سبحانه وتعالى إسماعيل عليه السلام من الذبح. And at this time, the time of عيد الأضحى, Allah سبحانه وتعالى saved إسماعيل عليه السلام from slaughter. ذبح means slaughter. ولهذا قصة عظيمة. And with regards to this matter, there's a great story. وهي أن الله سبحانه وتعالى أمر إبراهيم. And it is that Allah ordered Ibrahim عليه السلام بذبح ابنه الوحيد. Allah ordered him to slaughter his one son, his only son. اختبارا لقوة إيمانه. اختبارا, to test, as a test, as an اختبار. لقوة إيمانه, with regards to the strength of his iman, to test the strength of his iman, of his faith. واستجاب أبو الأنبياء, and answered this call, the father of the أنبياء, meaning إبراهيم عليه السلام, عليه السلام لأمر ربه. And إبراهيم عليه السلام, he answered the call of the order of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وأخذ ابنه بعيدا ليذبحه. And he had taken his son far away to slaughter him. وأخذ ابنه بعيدا ليذبحه. واستجاب الابن المؤمن البار. ما شاء الله. And the ibn, the son, al-mu'min, the son who was a believer, al-baru, who was obedient, aydan li-amri rabbihi wa abihi, faqala li-walidihi. And the obedient, believing son, he also answered the call of Allah, the call of his Rabb, and the call of his father, wa abihi faqala liwalidihi. And so he said to his father, ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. O my beloved father, do what you've been ordered. Satajiduni, you will find me, insha'Allah, with the permission of Allah, min as-sabirin. You will find me with the permission of Allah, insha'Allah, from the sabirin, those who have sabr. وعندما أراد إبراهيم عليه السلام
ذبح إسماعيل. And when Ibrahim wanted to slaughter Ismail, أرسل الله له ملكا. Allah sent to him an angel. وهو يمسك. And the angel was holding بكبشٍ عظيمٍ, was holding a lamb. He had a lamb. بكبشٍ عظيمٍ, a great lamb. ليذبح بدلاً, that this lamb be slaughtered. بدلاً, in exchange, من إسماعيل عليه السلام, in exchange for إسماعيل عليه السلام. Remember, we do بدل حج. Somebody is doing بدل حج. بدل means exchange. You're doing this حج on behalf of somebody else. وأمر الله سبحانه وتعالى المسلمين, and Allah ordered the Muslims أن يجعلوا من هذه القصة, أن يجعلوا من هذه القصة, and to make of this story, العظيمة of this great story, لإبراهيم وابنه عليهما السلام سنة. And Allah wanted to make out of this great story a sunnah for the believers, for the Muslims. فقال تعالى لنبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, and thus Allah had said to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, فصلي and pray لربك, to your Rabb, وانحر and slaughter, and slaughter. جيد. So the last sentence there, وأمر الله سبحانه وتعالى المسلمين, and Allah ordered the Muslims, أن يجعلوا من هذه القصة العظيمة, to make out of this story, this great story, لإبراهيم وابنه عليهما السلام سنة, to make out of the story of Ibrahim and his son, to make out of it a sunnah. What is the sunnah? فقال لنبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah said to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, فصلي لربك وانحر. And thus, this slaughter at the time of Eid al-Adha continues to be a sunnah. We remember Ibrahim alayhi salam. We remember Ismail alayhi salam. We remember Ibrahim passing the test. And we also remember Ismail alayhi salam being obedient to his father and being a believer in the dream of his father. Remember, the dreams of the Anbiya, they are haq, they are true. Walhamdulillah. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, this was the passage, Eid al-Adha. Let's read through it one more time, inshallah. يجيء عيد الفطر المبارك بعد عبادة عظيمة. عيد الفطر comes after a great act of worship. وهي صوم شهر رمضان المبارك, which is the fasting of the month of Ramadan. ويأتي عيد الأضحى المبارك, and عيد الأضحى المبارك, blessed, comes بعد عبادة عظيمة, comes after a great act of worship. وهي الحج, which is حج. وفيه فدى الله, and in it Allah saved, فدى الله سبحانه وتعالى إسماعيل عليه السلام من الذبح. ولهذا قصة عظيمة, وهي أن الله سبحانه وتعالى أمر إبراهيم عليه السلام بذبح ابنه الوحيد اختبارا لقوة إيمانه. Allah ordered Ibrahim عليه السلام to do the slaughter as a test of his strength of Iman. واستجاب أبو الأنبياء, Ibrahim is called أبو الأنبياء, the father of the أنبياء. واستجاب أبو الأنبياء عليه السلام لأمر ربه وأخذ ابنه بعيدا ليذبحه. He took him far away to slaughter him. واستجاب الابن المؤمن البار أيضا, أيضا means also, لأمر ربه وأبيه, فقال لوالده, and the believing son, the obedient son, he also accepted and consented to this matter, and he obeyed the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the order of his father. And he said, يا أبت فعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. وعندما أراد إبراهيم عليه السلام ذبح means to slaughter إسماعيل, أرسل الله له ملكا, Allah sent to him an angel, وهو يمسك بكبش عظيم ليذبح بدلا من إسماعيل عليه السلام, that this lamb should be slaughtered in exchange for إسماعيل عليه السلام. وأمر الله سبحانه وتعالى المسلمين أن يجعلوا من هذه القصة العظيمة لإبراهيم وابنه عليهما السلام سنة, that this must be turned into a sunnah. فَقَالَ تَعَالَى لِنَبِيِّهِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ and pray to your Rabb and slaughter. والحمد لله. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, with that bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we will cover a few prophetic ahadith, insha'Allah, Jayid, a few prophetic ahadith. In our previous majlis, we took the hadith, لا ينظر الله يوم القيامة إلى من جر إزاره بطرا. Allah does not look, will not look at the person who drags his garment out of pride. Allah musta'an. We also saw the hadith Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, أنفق يبنى Adam, spend, O the son of Adam, unfiq alik, and I will spend upon you. Subhanallah. The next hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aqal, ma min mawludin illa yuladu ala al-fitrati. That there is no mawlud. Mawlud means the newborn kid. Mawlud, right? Ma min mawlud. There is no mawlud illa except yuladu ala al-fitrati. Except that they are born upon the fitra, the natural inclination, jayid, natural disposition. Fa'abawahu, and his parents, abawahu, father and mother. Fa'abawahu yuhawwidanihi, turn him into a Jew. O yunassiranihi, or turn him into a Christian. O yumajjisanihi, or they turn him into a Majus, fire worshipper, Zoroastrian. So the children, they are born, the newborn kids, etc. They are upon the fitrah. They are Muslim by default. But then the father, the mother turn them into a Jew or a Christian or a fire worshipper, etc., etc. Or an idolater, etc., etc. They are upon the fitrah. Jayid, the fitrah. That by default, who created you? Well, Allah created me. By default, the individual would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would worship their creator. They might not know the details of Sharia, but they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them. The next hadith عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عن أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قاتل الله اليهود. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى destroy the Jews. قاتل, to fight them, destroy them. جيد. قاتل الله اليهود, fight the Jews, destroy the Jews, woe to the Jews. اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم مساجدا. Why? Because they took the graves of the Anbiya as masjids. They took the graves of the Anbiya as masajid. Hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, Jayid, that the graves of the Anbiya, of the pious, of the Salihin, etc., this should not be turned into a place of prostration. This should not be turned into a masjid. Remember, in the early years of Islam, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade people from visiting the graveyard. Why? Because maybe they have this ta'alluq with regards to asking from the dead and worshipping the dead, etc., etc. And thus, for a period of time, this was prohibited. This was not allowed. Later on, it was allowed. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that visiting the graveyard reminds you of about the hereafter. Excellent. Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warning with regards to building over the grave. I mean, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his own grave, the graves of the Sahaba, etc., were simple graves, right? Later on in history, you had people coming along and out of respect, etc., they claim that they want to build, etc., upon the graves. Whereas the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his grave was a simple grave. The grave of Abu Bakr, Uthman, Ali, radiyallahu ta'ala an Umar, the rest of the Sahaba, the wives of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, during Imam Malik's time, Imam Shafi'i's time, Imam Abu Hanifa's time, etc. These were simple graves, Jayid. Later on, people were doing the building, etc., etc. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, قاتل الله اليهود. Why? اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم مساجدا. Not my opinion and Ahmed and Sulaiman and Fatima's opinion. These are the words of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hayyakum Allah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, until we meet again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge which is beneficial and keep us away from knowledge which is not beneficial. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us an understanding of the Arabic language. Hayyakum Allah. Until we meet again, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.